Radio.com presents stories of mystery and intrigue, espionage and suspense. Hear tales of ticking time bombs, mysterious crime scenes, and cloak and dagger action. This is Relic Radio Thrillers. Welcome back to Relic Radio Thrillers. We're going to hear from The Man Called X this week. A series that debuted on CBS stations in 1944, ran until 1952. It moved to NBC during those years, where the majority of those shows ran. Our story today is from November 9th, 1947. It's titled Written in the Sands.
By transcription, you're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember that millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens have established Frigidaire's reputation for complete dependability, for lasting satisfaction. Yes, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. No one else can make a Frigidaire. And now Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as Ken Thurston, The Man Called X.
Ken Thurston, care of the Bureau. Imperative you come to Algeria immediately. My assistant, Benali Yassaf, will meet you at Nadig. In old Roman ruins here, I have found thing we talked of once in Casablanca. Believe the peace of the entire world may be threatened if this thing falls into the wrong hands. If you fail to find me, then look for Dallas. You've signed Dr. Webb, well, Chief?
Well, what do you mean, Ken? Thing we talked of once in Casablanca.
Something he was planning to look for in Algeria after the war. He was in British Army intelligence then, but he had been an archaeologist.
Yes, but what the Sam Hill could be buried in an old Roman ruin that had threatened the peace of the world?
I don't know, Chief. But Webb thinks it was plenty important for him to find the thing before anybody else did.
Ken, I know Webb's a friend of yours, but I don't see how this affects us, the Bureau.
Chief, a lot of the food for all France comes out of Algeria.
Yes, Ken, you're right.
With Europe starving and this country trying to help feed them, no time to have any supply of food cut off. And one thing we don't need in this shaky world is another hot spot like, well, like Palestine.
But Ken, Algeria, that sounds pretty far-fetched.
Sure it does. Sounded the same way in 1914, about a little town in Serbia. But in the next 4 years, the course of that town, over 100,000 Americans died. Chief, I'm going to Algeria.
Still more than a day and a half since I sent you the message from Ayn Sefra. Truly, Thurston Effendi, you have come with the speed of the wind.
Is Dr. Webb here in Nadi?
No, Effendi. Our camp is on the desert by the old ruins of Timbuk, 10 kilometers from town. I have camels waiting to take us there.
Good. Then let's get started.
Oh, you are a man of quick decision. I believe Dr. Webb counts on that. Come with me.
Oh, I say there, this is a bit of a surprise.
Huh?
Thought I heard a plane come in. Hope you'll pardon my barging in. Bit unusual, you know, two foreigners in Nadig.
Yeah, I see what you mean. My name's Ken Thurston.
Llewellyn, George Llewellyn. Happy to know you, old boy. Over from London?
No, from the States.
An American, I say. You are a long way from home.
Well, we both are.
Why live up in Algiers? I run an export business. I say, suppose we crack open a bottle of something. Nothing else to do here, you know.
I'd like to, but we're just leaving for the Timbuk ruins.
Oh, now, really, can't do that. It's nearly dark. Man might run into this Arab bandit who's been prowling around. What's his name? Kolom Bechar.
Kolom Bechar.
You seem to have heard of the man yourself.
Oh, even the vultures have heard of him. But you are mistaken in two things, Effendi.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
Kolom Bechar is not an Arab. He's a Kabyle from the hill country.
Oh.
Nor is he a bandit. He is something a great deal worse.
Pull now, son of a thousand devils. It's here we stop, brother of a turtle. Pull now, up! Thurston Effendi, we have arrived.
Something's gone wrong at this camp, yourself. Look at that tent.
Yes, the ropes are cut. It lies upon the ground.
My word, appears somebody's really made a mess of things around here. Dr. Webb!
Never mind, Mr. Llewellyn. Webb won't answer.
Say.
Hold the flashlight, yourself.
Wheresoever a man may be, death shall overtake him, though he hide in lofty towers. Mechtub is written.
Only in Webb's case, it was written on his back with a bronze knife. Ever seen one like this before?
Yes, Thurston Effendi. Such knives are made by the people of the hill country, the Kabyle.
Well, I thought. Seen them in bazaars in Tangier and Tunis.
Wicked-looking little instrument.
By the way, yourself, you... You're not an Arab, are you?
No, Effendi. I am a Kabyle.
Pardon, monsieur. Please not to move.
Oh, I say, now, really, this is too much.
Do not move in the name of the Republic.
So that's it.
Oh, the Foreign Legion.
Now, Capitaine, all is well. I have them covered.
Go, gentlemen. I order you hold and desist in the name of the great white father in Paris.
Pagan Velsmeron, now.
Whatever is going on has got to stop immediately.
Mr. Thurston.
Nice uniform, Pagan. Where'd you steal it?
But I didn't. I only bought...
Detachment, retire 10 paces and look for clues. We won't get it then. I shall keep everyone covered.
That's a cheerful prospect.
Mr. Thurston, you got to help me shake this little character. He thinks I'm a captain, and he not only follows me around like a bloodhound, he's also a nuisance.
Well, why don't you let him be captain a while?
Why, because I... See, maybe I could. Very stupid. Hey, you. Look, I want to talk.
Well, yourself, with Dr. Webb gone, I'd better try to find Dallar now.
Dallar?
Oh, the name seems to be familiar.
Seems I've heard of a dancer by that name. A girl up in Algiers.
Dallar, I think, is the most beautiful girl in North Africa.
Maybe I ought to go to Algiers.
Good idea, and if you have an extra seat in the plane, I'd like to go along with you.
Okay, I'm ready, Mr. Thurston. Let's go to Algiers.
Pagan, what in blazes did you do with your clothes?
Oh, I sold them for 10 francs. I told you he was stupid.
Merci, Monsieur Weltschmidt. Oh, think of it. I am a captain with 2 uniforms. Ah, brave new world.
And now, Mr. Thurston, if you would be so kind as to lend me one of your extra suits.
What extra suits?
Huh? You don't mean? Oh, no. Mr. Thurston, you can't let me go running around Algiers with nothing on but my ABC. But, Mr. X, I'll be the laughing stock of Algiers walking the streets in a white nightgown.
Pagan, all the natives wear things like that. Now, get on up to the Casbah, see if you can locate Dalla. When you find her, come back here to the hotel. Let me know where she lives. You got it?
Hanging clear down to the ground, stepping on a hem every 10 feet, falling flat on my face.
Well, you can stand around if you want until somebody recognizes you. In the Foreign Legion, they only shoot deserters.
Huh? Mr. X, which way is the Casbah, huh? And so I walked on and on, Mr. X, up one dark sinister alley after another, mile after mile through the Casbah, risking my life, facing terrible dangers on every side.
Pagan, did you find Della?
But I'm coming to
yes,
this.
Yes, oh no.
Oh, I'm disillusioned. All the way back there, I kept thinking you would say, Pagan, you would say, you have risked your life in my service. Here is 1,000 francs.
Pagan. Something's been turned loose around here that a pretty smart man thought might threaten the peace of the entire world. I haven't got a lot of time to waste. Did you find out where that girl lives?
Huh? Oh, sure I found out. Mr. Thurston, Maybe I could have 200 francs.
All right, it's quicker than trying to bargain with you here.
Then maybe only 100 and... Mr. X!
You can faint later. Now, where is she?
Where is she? Mr. X, come with me to the castle.
Just a moment, we continue with Frigidaire's Man Called X, created by J. Richard Kennedy. This is Wendell Niles speaking. Think for a moment how you would design a new electric range. Well, Frigidaire engineers asked for the opinion of hundreds of women just like you. That's how they were able to match your ideas so closely. Knowing you have an eye for beauty, they gave the new Frigidaire electric range modern, free-flowing lines, gave it a finish of sparkling white porcelain and rich chrome, touched here and there with a golden gleam. They knew you wanted speed in your cooking. So this new Frigidaire electric range has radiant tube units that start getting hot the instant you turn the switch. The big oven is so fast heating, it's up to baking temperature in just 5.5 minutes. Yes, and Frigidaire engineers knew you'd welcome anything to make cooking easier. So just see all these work-saving features. A deep well cooker that cooks a complete meal. A broiler that's waist high, save stooping. Automatic time and temperature control. Most exciting of all, an automatic oven control that cooks an oven meal while you're away from home. Actually turns the oven on and later turns it off all by itself. Remember how Frigidaire engineers designed the new Frigidaire electric range to give you all the advantages you want. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. And now to continue with Frigidaire's Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall.
I am Dalla, Monsieur Persson. And before you comment on the unusual combination of brown skin with blue eyes, I might tell you my father was French, my mother a Kabyle. Sit down, please.
Thanks. Matter of fact, I was only going to say you're very lovely.
Merci. And is that why you came to see me?
It might have been if I'd known about it before. But let's just say Dr. Webb sent me.
You mean, of course, while he was still alive?
You traveled pretty fast in Algeria. You knew him then?
I met him here in Algiers. He was sent to me by a friend.
Did he tell you what he was looking for?
Yes. And he found it. Would have been better if he had not.
Dalla, it wouldn't by any chance be the seal of Boukail.
The seal?
Yeah. And he told me to come to you.
He is my great dear, Mr. Perhaps too much. You have heard everything, Benali.
Good evening, Mr. Thurston.
Well, yourself, I thought I left you in Nadi.
If the wind goes where it wishes, may not a man do the same.
What has been done, Benali? Do not forget the friend, Dr. Webb.
There is only one course. In the morning, he shall be taken to the hill country.
Maybe I'll make some choice about that myself, yourself.
I have taken the liberty of making a choice for you already.
Oh?
It's Mila.
Monsieur Thurston, you have known Benali, yes, sir. The driver of camels. It is well that you know now he is the chief of all the Kabyles. Out there in the hills, his word is the law for 1 million people.
I'm beginning not to like this so good, Mr. X. At least 24 hours now we've been prisoners in this little room.
What gives you the idea we're prisoners, Pagan?
If we're not, then why doesn't something happen? Isn't this Yusuf fellow the head boss of all those people? All right, then.
Relax. If Yusuf's right, we won't have to wait very much longer now.
Wait, wait. That's all you have been saying. Mr. Thurston, I think I'm going to scrum out of the job.
Sure, go ahead. Of course, if you do manage to get out of these hills, you'll probably still be shot as a deserter.
But I didn't join the foreign legion. You see, I was on this boat and I got kicked. I mean, I disembarked very suddenly at Algiers. Then I borrowed that uniform and started out...
You're a blind person, Effendi. Just as I told you, it would be out here in the Great Hall now.
All right, Joseph. Let's go.
You have a gun, Effendi.
Yep. Straight ahead.
Hey, come on.
I say to you, the time is now. For 1,000 years we have lain in the hills and waited, shivering before the arc fires, led by old men with water in their veins. The time is now!
Columba Charles, one has come for you, Columba Charles.
Well, so the daring Monsieur Thurston has come to the hills, walked into the lion's den.
Hello, Bertrand. I'm taking you back to Algiers.
So, you hear this man? He comes to take me a prisoner to Algiers. He comes to destroy your leader. Me, who will bear the seal of Boucaille. What say you to that? And what do you say, Monsieur Thurston?
I'm taking you back to Algiers, Bertrand.
Men of Cabile. Men of Cabile, silence. I am your chief. The light of your own council fires, you have made me so. And I say to you, that Columba Charles lies. He does not possess the seal and never will. His words bring only evil to the hills. Let no hand be raised to help him. This I command you.
He is your prisoner, Mr. Thurston.
What a highway. 60 miles an hour, this car handles like a billiard table. How much farther to Algiers, Mr. Thurston?
Oh, around 12 or 14 miles, Pagan. Maybe our friend Bertrand knows exactly.
Yes, I do. And I would suggest you slow down for this next curve.
Ah, what for? Just cinch. I can do it with one hand tied. Hey, there's a truck parked across the road.
It's a roadblock. Come on those brakes, Pagan.
This is why I told you to slow down.
Hey, look. A whole gang of stick-ups.
The men with the rifles take their orders from me. I had no intention of going to Algiers. At least not under escort. I'll take your gun now, Monsieur Thurston.
At 10-1 odds, I'm not going to argue here.
Merci, Monsieur. Au revoir, Effendi.
Not again. Please don't shoot me again. I'll pay you all my money, 100 francs. All right, 200 francs.
Pagan, come off under that dashboard and shut up.
But I can't, Mr. X. I'm dead. They got me.
Those shots would have smashed the carburetor. From here on, we walk. Let's go.
But...
It's only 14 miles to Algiers.
Oh!
Rodala?
Ken. It's yourself, it's...
Nobody answered the door downstairs, so we came on up. Were you expecting somebody else?
No. Ken, no, we... I heard someone on the stairs. I did not know who it was.
Oh, I see. Yosef turned Columbesha over to us. He escaped while we were bringing him in.
Yes, I know.
That's why we lost no time coming here. One thing we can't do is to let Bechar get a hold of the seal.
The man who holds the seal of Boucaille can command the Kabyles to his wishes, Ken.
Yeah. Yes, it's the old symbol of unity in the hill tribes, isn't it? Lost since the days of the Roman conquest. Until Dr. Webb dug it up.
They still believe in it, Ken. They would still follow the seal.
The selfish, greedy ones at least. The others, they would be drawn in.
Yeah. And civil war. Death, disease. Starvation here and famine in France. And that's what Columbetcher was planning. That's why he murdered Dr. Webb.
Yes, Ken.
Yes. All right, Betcher, come out of there with your hands up. You're covered.
The situation seems to be reversed again, Monsieur Thurston.
Permanently this time.
Can I try to think of some way to tell you he was hiding here?
Yeah, I got the idea. All right, search him, Pagan.
Well, I'll be only too glad.
Oh, no, you...
No!
Look out, Dalla.
If you shoot, you kill her. I'm getting out of
here.
Let me
go!
You haven't got a chance.
Let me go!
All right, I will let you go.
He knocked her out, Mr. X. Got away.
Look, see anything out of the window?
I don't know. No? Nothing yet.
Oh, it's all right, Dalla. Take it.
Okay.
Hey, there he goes, Mr. Thurston.
What? What did I shoot? No, Pagan. He didn't get away.
Was there? He's in there.
Yes, yes, Doc. Oh. Hey, don't go down. Find the commanding officer. Tell him I'll talk to him later.
Okay, Mr. Thurston. And say, what about that Judge Llewellyn guy, too?
Oh, huh? He's just an old busybody with too much time on his hands.
You mean, I mean that...
On your way, Pedro. How do you feel, then?
All right now.
Why'd you do it? Why'd you risk your life to get mixed up in this thing?
Ken, I could not let Betcha have the seal. It is here, you know. Dr. Webb gave it to me. There was no one he could trust. He was afraid to keep it in camp.
Yeah, I thought you had it. There wasn't any other reason for Webb telling me to find you. But there's more to it than that, Della.
I told you my mother was a cabal, Ken. The Hill people, they are my people. They have found a way of life that is good. They've learned to raise crops and sheep, to sing in the village at night. Colambecha would have given them only the sound of war. I have heard the song.
Yes, so have I. You said the seal was here, Dollar.
Yes. I hid it here. Charcoal brazier. There. It holds too much power for any man to destroy it.
Carved in obsidian, inlaid with gold. That's all there is to it. And a thing like that is the price of death.
The price of peace is even higher, Ken, I think.
What do you mean?
Colambecha. My brother.
Donna. The price of peace. How many times will that price be paid? How often has the world said never again and solemnly written the words in the sand? And how many times has the world stood by while the storm blew the words away? Must they always be lost? Forgotten? Are they being forgotten again? Now?
Frigidaire star Herbert Marshall will return in just a moment. The Man Called X is presented each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer. We invite you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric water heaters, home freezers, the new Frigidaire automatic washer, electric dryer, electric ironer, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. Now, Frigidaire star, Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. Friends, there are millions of people in this world who need food. Men and women and children who must have food if they are to go on living. So let's all of us do all we can to help them by saving wheat and saving meat. Now, next week, our story is called Journey to Xenophon. And if you know where the island of Xenophon is, well, you're way ahead of me. Anyway, we have a real thriller lined up for you, and Leon Belasco, of course, will be along to complicate matters. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the Man Called X. Good night.
Frigidaire's Man Called X is directed by Jack Johnstone, with music composed and conducted by Johnny Green. Tonight's story was written by Les Crutchfield. So until next week, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. All characters and incidents used on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons or incidents is purely coincidental. The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, came to you by transcription and returns next week at this same time over these same Columbia stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's our thriller for this week. I'll be back next Friday with more. Between now and then, there's past episodes of this show, more old-time radio, and everything Relic Radio at RelicRadio.com. It's also our Shoutcast stream and our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Thanks to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next week with another episode of Relic Radio Thrillers. Relic Radio Thrillers is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.